Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. It's only been 7 years since the last Fantastic Four movie, but Hollywood thinks it's time for a reboot. The latest Fantastic Four gives us an all-new origin story adapted from the 2004 Ultimate Fantastic Four comic book series. The likable cast includes Miles Teller, Kate Mara, Michael B. Jordan, and Jamie Bell, and the visual effects team does its part, but the movie is all set up and no payoff. Frankly, the previous Fantastic Four movies were better. Woody Allen returns to familiar territory with Irrational Man, a brooding drama starring Joaquin Phoenix and Emma Stone about a depressed philosophy professor and a young student who's infatuated with him. Once again, Allen covers existential moral angst and older man, younger woman romance, themes he's handled much better in previous films. The terrific acting is the saving grace of this smart but irrational movie. Actor Joel Edgerton wrote, produced, and directed and stars in The Gift, a creepy psychological thriller. Edgerton plays a stalker who terrorizes a former high school classmate and his wife, played by Jason Bateman and Rebecca Hall. It never quite achieves the level of Hitchcockian chills it's aiming for, but The Gift is a subversive and sharply realized drama. Aardman Animations, the folks behind Wallace and Gromit, return with Shaun the Sheep, a stop-motion animation feature based on the TV series. There's virtually no dialogue in this story of a sheep's adventure in the big city, so it's as close to a silent film as anything you're likely to see. Like Shaun himself, it's a charmingly light bit of fluff. Also opening this week, homegirl Gillian Flynn's novel Dark Places, about a murder on a Kansas farm, gets the big screen treatment starring Charlize Theron. Boulevard is a drama about a man who comes out of the closet late in life. It's the final screen appearance for Robin Williams. Meryl Streep stars as a washed-up rock star in Ricky and the Flash. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.